Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For Zy Alexander, maybe early day three, I think I could see something like that. I think if you double dip or if you miss out on your dudes, he's somebody who I think brings a very high floor. I don't necessarily know if the lack of athletic traits is going to limit the ceiling, but Azurai Thomas is someone who I think that 30, if you don't have things go the way you want to go or in the second round, I think the Bills could, especially if they're going to lean into more man principles, if they're going to lean into more press in 2025.
That was a conversation last week with Bruce Nolan. Talking about the cornerbacks, a guy in day three that people could be looking at is LSU's Zy Alexander for a corner on the outside for you. That's nice.
I like the cornerback idea. I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are gravitating toward that, as that is looking like the Bills' biggest need in the moment, and also how deep the defensive tackles are in the draft class that it doesn't look like that's going to be necessarily one of those, like, we need to have that right away. So you could put that off a little bit. So
I still like Kenneth Grant, though, I will say that.
Yes.
I still like Kenneth Grant.
A little bit shorter segment here because we went long with Paul Hamilton there. I like talking to Paul, so that's why I went long on the segment. I don't care. Sue me.
What was his nickname?
The Bone.
The Bone.
Yes. But always appreciate being able to talk to Paul. Now, the Buffalo Sabres have an active role in the playoff race for the Atlantic Division. Genuinely interesting. And, you know, when I asked Paul about it, it does look like Florida's trying to find their way to wiggle down into that wild card spot so they can match up with Toronto again rather than Tampa. And I think it's based on play style. They know that they can bully the Leafs around. Or at least that's what they think they can do. That said, Tampa's still only 2 points off of Toronto. The Leafs do have a game in hand. But the Sabres play each of these teams. My fascination with the Toronto matchup is it's at home. The Sabres are red hot at home.
They are. For the first time in a while.
First time in a while. I mean, we're talking legitimately years.
They normally play the best on the road.
Yes.
So it's nice to see them putting on a show at KeyBank Center.
Whereas this year, it has been road Sabres has been the problem. They face Florida on the road. They face Tampa on the road. So say the road woes continue, and they lose at least one of these games. Well, Florida, I think it's too little too late. And I also think that this is a very beatable Florida Panthers lineup, because you beat them without Tkachuk already this year. They're without Tkachuk, Barkov, and Reinhardt, and Ekblad for this game.
Yep.
That's winnable, the way the Sabres are playing.
Very much so.
Should be.
Let's not, yeah, you're right. Can't jump, say it is winnable.
Right.
Should be.
Like, it's winnable. It should be. The thing is that the Sabres still could force a Toronto-Florida first-round matchup because, say you beat the Leafs at home, you lose to Tampa on the road. Toronto doesn't get their game in hand advantage. And they now have to at least find a way to separate from Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they would be tied based on those results.
Right.
Toronto does have a game in hand, so they still would be able to exercise that. I do find it very interesting, though, that the Sabres have such a role to play within the division and how it's going to shape up the first-round matchups.
Yeah, even though they're not going to actively be in it, they're active.
If I'm a Toronto fan, yeah, I'm trying to do everything I can to face little brother in Ottawa. I could beat the Senators.
Mm-hmm.
Can I beat the Panthers? I don't know.
I'm not sure about that either.
Exactly. Toronto and Tampa is not a matchup that's viable at this point. Like, mathematically, it's near impossible to pull off. Toronto would have to go sliding into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And Florida would have to, like, win out for Toronto to have to face Tampa in the first round. That's the only way it happens. So Toronto would be losing four straight. And then, oh, hey, now you get the Lightning for your sins because the Florida Panthers, for some reason, won out. That's not happening, especially with how they're working their roster right now. It's not happening.
No, there's no shot.
No shot at that happening. So Toronto-Tampa is not going to be a first-round matchup. That could be a second-round matchup if things go chalk.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, if I'm a Leafs fan, I definitely want to be facing the Senators, though, before I'm even looking at Florida. And it has to just do with quality of roster overall. The Sens also, they've been okay. They're solid in their last 10 games, but they're not doing anything incredible.
No, they're not, you know, they're not doing anything spectacular, but they're still there. Like, you can't really scoff at them in any way, you know?
Yes, and the thing
they're not changing they're not reinventing the wheel, if you will, but they're still a force.
But the thing is that, like, how the Sabres are bad on the road, Ottawa's not that much better. They're a 500 team on the road.
Yeah.
They're great at home this year.
Can you imagine Dylan Cousins makes the playoffs?
Well, he is making the playoffs. Ottawa has clinched.
Yeah.
Jeff Skinner has made the playoffs for the first time in his career.
Yeah, Jeff.
Good for you.
Wonder if they'll bring back the...
As Edmonton officially clinched their spot last night.
The limited time chicken dinner.
And, him with Ottawa is actually really good. That's a good first round matchup between the Oilers and the Kings.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I like that matchup a lot, actually. And so let's look at the matchups real quick.
Okay.
Out in the West, you're going to get Winnipeg against either the Wild or the Blues.
Okay.
Whoever ends up coming out on top on this. Both of them, 80 games played, 43 wins in regulation, 93 points. Identical records.
Yeah. You're getting the same product either way, I feel like. There's not much what you get better versus not, I feel like, between those two teams, you know?
But the Blues, carried by a 9-game win streak recently.
So they're hot.
Helped them out. They've lost their last two after that, but a 9-game win streak propelled them into the playoffs.
So they were hot.
Calgary is still alive. They're at 90 points. They have a game in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Wild or the Blues have problems closing out the season, Calgary can take a playoff spot away. Winnipeg's getting the worst of whoever it is.
Yeah.
Dallas, Colorado. That's a juicy matchup.
That'll be a good game.
That's a great series.
Good series. Forget. Not just a game.
But I do think, though, that Dallas has a big advantage in net as opposed to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be something there to that.
Is it that big of a difference?
I mean, Jake Oettinger is one of
As a casual hockey fan, yeah. I'm just asking.
No, like, Jake Oettinger is absolutely that guy. I think that Dallas has that advantage because of Oettinger in net. But Colorado has gotten better goaltending since they moved on from Georgiev to Mackenzie Blackwood and Scott Wedgwood. So it's gotten better.
But it's still heavy in the other direction.
Yeah, I'm still looking at... I'm still probably looking over at Jake Oettinger and saying, you're probably more reliable in a 7-game series. The Kings and Oilers is a great matchup. They've squared off a couple times in the playoffs over these past few years.
Mm-hmm.
LA's particularly stingy. They're one of the best teams in the league when it comes to goals against. Second in the league. Second to Winnipeg.
The Jets.
But that's also, hey, here's the buzzsaw known as the Edmonton Oilers. McDavid, Draisaitl, and company. All right, have fun.
Yeah.
Vegas will face either the Wild, Blues, or Flames, whichever one ends up finishing better. So likely Minnesota or St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I just hate that for whoever ends up running into Vegas.
Vegas is a force.
The Wild, though, against Vegas would be a spicy one.
You think?
Yes. The Wild took them to 7 a couple years ago.
That's right.
And they are very fascinating because now they've got Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek back. And that is a scary duo to have come back into your season. Also, oh, man, it would be great to not have your season totally collapse when your best player is out of the lineup.
Yeah. That'd be good. That'd be fun. That's preferable.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the East. Obviously, we're talking about the shuffle that is happening in the Atlantic. Say things go chalk, though. Toronto would take on Ottawa. Tampa Bay would face Florida. I would easily be picking the Lightning against the Panthers. I would not be picking the Leafs against the Panthers, though. I think Tampa's back.
No, you don't take the Maple Leafs ever in the first series.
I'm taking the Leafs over Ottawa.
If they play Ottawa?
Yes.
Well, 1,000%. I mean, you said Ottawa is very Sabres-y on the road. And
it's not even that. I just don't think Ottawa's there yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got a little couple more years of development to figure out? Or
yes.
How far out are they, you think, from that? Because the Leafs, I feel like,
they're a year away.
If the Leafs are in the first series, first round, you almost it's a lock to bet now, against them because they don't make it out.
That said, if they lose to Ottawa next in the first round,
yeah,
there are players there that are there that will not be there the next year.
Yeah.
Marner's definitely out at that point. I think he's out either way. I think he's going to get paid in free agency. Come to Buffalo.
Come meet your hero, Josh Allen.
Be your hero, Josh Allen.
Be your hero for the hockey team.
Yes, exactly.
Be the same guy.
Be that guy. Literally be him.
Mm-hmm. That'd be wild.
It's pretty set. Washington will face Montreal. Good luck, Canadiens. Even though the underlying numbers don't love Washington, they can handle Montreal. Come on. It's the abs. They're only there because of a bag of magic pixie dust.
Yeah.
And they're PDO merchants. They're getting Sam Montabeau to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Why Montreal?
Okay.
And then there's the Devils and Hurricanes. That one's locked in.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very fun first round. I think Carolina obviously would take that one against Jersey.
I agree, but they're going to make it competitive.
They're
not going to go down without a fight.
But Carolina is downright dominant at home.
Yeah.
They've lost only 9 times on their home ice.
Carolina is currently on a 4-game slide as well, but they might be resting at this point because they've clinched everything, right?
Yes, but Carolina is also one of only 2 teams to lose less than 10 games at home this year. LA's the other.
Oh, okay. So they're dominant.
Yeah. And they are the higher seed.
Yeah.
So they would, in a 7-game series, have home ice advantage.
Yep.
I don't like that if I'm New Jersey, even though they're the better road team than they are at home.
Mm-hmm. But still, I think that Carolina's dominance at home trumps their road ability.
Yes.
So I think Carolina would take that,
but
too.
That would
be an entertaining game, though. That might be one to watch.
But these are all good matchups, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And however it shakes out at the bottom in the Western Conference, as well as how the top of the Atlantic goes down, is going to determine what the rest of the playoff seeding looks like from there.
Can't
wait for playoff hockey, baby.
Yeah, I know.
I wish my team was in it, but it's still fun to watch no matter what.
Hey, they'll get there. And honestly, least favorite matchup coming up, Toronto. That game is one I will not watch.
No, I will glue my eyes to Toronto, Ottawa, or Toronto, Florida.
Why, just to see if Toronto lose? If
yes.
Florida's in, Toronto's out. There's no question about it.
But still, it's going to be how. Yeah. Context matters here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically the Leafs lose in 7.
Yeah, they do take it. You're right. It's not just 3 games you're out.
No.
It's all 7.
Typically in the first round, if they've lost, it's in 7. Very rarely does it not. So it's like traumatic in the worst ways possible. All right. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll shuffle over to the draft. We got ourselves an In-N-Out segment coming up next here, though, first in Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is WGR.